This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My pals Andy Baskin, Dan Menigan flying our ship today. Meredith doing 2020s, taking your phone calls, posting everything on the internet, just working like crazy, and we appreciate that. Before we get into this next thing, and it's not an outrageous golf thing, but I think it's kind of interesting. You guys are talking about what? Construction equipment?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So yesterday or this morning, right?
It was this morning.
I was driving, and as I got on the phone with Dan, Dan started talking, and I was at a stop sign. I was at a stoplight.
Were you in the crosswalk and getting hit?
Yeah, it's exactly what I was doing. Okay. Good call, Jeff. Good call. I looked over to my left, and I was sitting at this light. It's kind of a long light, and they're doing construction on this corner.
Okay.
Where I'm just sitting there, and Dan's talking, and I'm kind of mesmerized, like a little kid, you know, watching the big claw of, it was like a cat, I think is what it was, and it was just clawing dirt, and it was just picking up, you know, all
You're
this
smiling.
Dirt. Oh, it was fun, man. It was just, I don't know why.
The big machine was picking up dirt.
It was an excavator, right? So the excavator is like digging into this gigantic pile of dirt and then putting it on the back of a truck and digging in. And I don't know why I said to Dan, I go, why is that so mesmerizing for me to want to watch an excavator just pull dirt out of the ground and put it into a truck? And then you start thinking about like, oh, you know, how cool is it sometimes when you see, I don't know, someone who's up on a crane or someone who's working a crane. And when I was watching this excavator
guys,
today,
they scare me.
The guys that were working at the clinic, I was driving by there a ton, and I'm like, you could not pay me to work on a crane. Like, if you had to top off the Sherwin-Williams building over there, man. Oh my God, there's no way.
Window washers.
Window washers, man. I saw those guys downtown a couple weeks ago. I give those guys all the credit in the world. And there's a reason why those guys get paid so much to be able to run those machines. Whoever was running this excavator this morning was just flawless. It was a 10. It should be an Olympic sport. I was just watching it.
See, if only you were this passionate about like staying out of the crosswalk.
He was at the corner. I'll even tell you where he was. He was at the corner of Liberty and 43 out in Solon.
Well, if you're listening,
Congratulations,
Andy Baskin.
Whoever was running that excavator
commends
this morning,
you, young man.
Man, you were you put on a show, and you don't even realize it. I was mesmerized by just the artistic work that you were doing, moving that dirt. It was so flawless.
You are smiling.
I was flawless. Why? Why is that inherent in men's DNA? I don't know. I've never had a woman say to me, "Man, I was watching an excavator the other day," and I'm not trying to be sexist here, but I've never had a conversation. I think that we were. When we were Bob the Builder or something like
big dirt,
yeah. When we were
there's
kids,
something about that.
I don't know what it is. I think
even
that we
like
were
those
trained
Tonka trucks growing up, or the dump truck, the oh gosh, like the bulldozers, all that kind of stuff. Like I'm the same way. Like I'll see that stuff and I'll sit there and just watch it. You know, I'll watch the big cranes just pick stuff up and move them and do all that stuff and just get mesmerized by the whole thing. I don't know if it's just like inherent, male childhood. You know, like you just watch that thing and it just never leaves you how cool it is.
I will say this.
I got nothing. It's just cool.
My contribution to this will be not very much, but it's this. A lot of road construction going on in Northeast Ohio. Some big highway projects going on. I see it on 77 all the time. It does mesmerize me. It's like, guys are building a whole road, huh? You're ripping out the current road. That one always gets me. You know, all of us who are homeowners, you would think, yeah, can we patch that thing up? Nope, they're going to rip the whole thing out.
There was a thing on Instagram yesterday. It's a road in China. If it's not real, man, they totally, they psych me out on this thing. The road is like a big, it goes in a big circle. They say it goes as high as 100 stories. And what it does is it helps with the elevation through the mountains. And I watched this thing and I was like, I don't know if I could drive on that. It looked scary. It was like you were actually driving the roller coaster car when your car was going through. And the cars were kind of flying through there. And I was just like, but it was mesmerizing. It was just one of those. And they said they built this thing in like 5 months. It's in China and it's 100 stories and it's a big circle. And it takes you up in elevation and kicks you through.
That's cool.
I'll find it.
So as long as we're talking about dirt.
Did you get Fearless Leader's victory lap here?
Yeah, go ahead, say it.
Yeah, Fearless Leader, congratulations. You have one thing in common with my four-year-old watching construction equipment. You know what? At one point, Fearless Leader, I'm going to meet your wife. And when I do, I'm going to get her number. And I am going to have her rat you out for all the things that you make fun of us for. It's going to happen. And I'm reading that nonsense on the air.
As long as we're talking about dirt.
It's amazing. Stuff just doesn't build itself. Thank you. I think it's cutting on me. I don't think it's you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, that's all right.
It's all right. We're used to that.
Again, I'm going to meet his wife, and when that happens, he's done.
There's a reason he doesn't bring her around, Dan.
Well, there's a place where adults can actually go. One of my friends sent me this. There's a place where adults can actually go to play with big machine equipment like bulldozers, excavators.
What?
It's on his to-do list. I don't know where
it is. We know what to get Baskin for the holidays.
Oh, I'll join you. That sounds awesome.
As long as we're talking about dirt,
yes.
As I try to make the same transition three times.
Whatever.
It's been a big subject at the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in the beautiful state of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. It's this. You ready?
Born.
They're not real pleased that they're having to play the ball where it lies on a wet course where the golf ball is picking up dirt. Now, they're not actually complaining about it. Not really complaining. In fairness, Scottie Scheffler was asked a question about it in his post-round media gathering. Is that correct, Dan? He didn't bring it up. He was asked a question.
Correct.
So, in other words, you know, the ball lands in the fairway, it's wet, and the ball gets mud on it. And Scheffler responded to the question about that this way. He said, I'm not real happy with this. He basically came out and said, I much prefer that we can pick the ball up and clean it and place it because of the way our golf courses are constructed.
What do you mean our golf courses?
American. Oh, with overseeding and stuff like that.
Too much seeding going on there.
That was his America. Thought.
Yeah, it was a really like... It comes off like he is whining in some way, shape, or form when you read it. It really wasn't. He just answered the question, which was, you know, the way that these greens are.
It comes off bad, though.
The way that these greens are different than what you run into.
Fairways.
Because you can, right, fairways.
Thank you. You can pick and clean on the green.
Thank you. Fairways are different than what you run into at the Open Championships or overseas and that stuff because they're used to having that much rain that the turf that's there does a better job with it. You don't run into mud balls as often as you do here for various reasons. And so he's like, look, if these are the rules that we're playing by, I will play by these rules. And that's what he said like two different times. Because these are the rules we're playing by. Me complaining about this gets us nowhere.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
I think they should have to play. Who cares if I don't care if their ball is completely covered in mud. They should have to play the ball. They should. It's the game. I mean, and look, nature is a part of the game. You know, what if you hit a branch and you catch a lucky break and it sends you towards the cup, right? I mean, so? No, I've never heard anybody complain about that. I just remember at Muirfield, Jack Nicklaus would always just say, like, because he would get mad. Obviously, it rains a lot during Memorial, okay? We all know that, and that's been a tradition for decades now.
Build on a burial ground.
Don't say that around Jack, man. He gets really mad. But he would call it clean place and cheat, you know?
And cheat.
Because you could elevate the ball from a better lie than what you were before. So it just, if they're professionals, so what if they got it? Oh, God forbid a professional ends under par or over par to win an event. Everyone's got to play by the same conditions out there. Sorry.
We have the PGA Championship on the television here in the studio. This one gets me every time, guys. I know these fellas are the best players in the world. We all know that. Somebody, I didn't even see who it was, had a ball in the rough, and he was going to try and put it back in the fairway. But ahead of him, and not too far ahead of him, was a really, really big round tree. I mean, it was a very big old tree. And there were people lined up, like, by that tree. Ugh. But he's going left of the tree.
Yeah.
There's some dude standing right next to the tree. This guy hit his shot,
mm-hmm.
and it was about head high.
Yeah.
And it hit the tree. He missed this dude, but this guy standing there, like, hey, I'm standing in front of a guy going to hit a golf ball. He's really good, so he won't hit me. It was within like 4 feet of knocking this guy senseless.
I've got some news, gentlemen. One sec.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
News courtesy of the Cincinnati Reds. First pitch for tonight's Reds-Guardians game has been changed to 5:10 due to the forecast in Cincinnati. Tickets purchased for tonight's game originally scheduled to start at 6:40 are still valid for the game, of course, now scheduled. You can get tickets as well. But the game, the ball game for the Guardians versus the Reds down at the Great American Small Park is now at 5:10.
What are you saying about their ballpark?
It's tiny.
Makes up for the giant place that they played before. Have you ever noticed that teams go from gigantic stadiums to small stadiums or small stadiums to gigantic stadiums?
You should see that ballpark gives up a lot of home runs. Is a small ballpark.
I didn't think that. It didn't feel much smaller than ours. I don't know. Do you, Jeff? I don't really think of it as. I think about the same.
Hey, the way they're yanking seats out of our ballpark over the years. Next renovation, you're going to be able to seat 1,400 people in there.
That's not right, man. It's not right.
Thanks a lot. Right. I appreciate that.
So they're moving the game up a half hour? No, 50 minutes, 5-0, right?
Yeah. No, it's more than that.
Well, from 6:40 to 5:10, right? Yeah, so it's
an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, yeah. Wow, that's
significant.
That's bad for if you're a fan driving down from Cleveland.
Probably isn't good for TV either.
That's a good point, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, now all of a sudden those crews have got to get ready faster.
There you go. It's always scared me, actually. It's like you in the crosswalk. How these people stand in front of guys hitting golf balls. Like even at 18 at the Masters, you know, that beautiful shot where it's the shoot off the 18th tee out to the fairway and people are lining it like crazy. I remember it was the U.S. Open one year. Tom Kite yanked a tee shot low and left and it clobbered somebody.
I don't know why people think that golf ball is not going to hit him.
I don't know.
I'm just watching it on TV. No,
did you just see what happened just now?
Yeah.
Somebody put one in the rough off the tee.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because people just, I know they want a good, I know, they want to go see close up where the guy is going to hit from so they get a good spot. But people run to the golf ball, point at it, look at it, you know, like it's some Martian that just landed on the planet.
There, it's insane.
It's weird.
I did see there was a person of age with osteoporosis that was working for the tour itself.
Are you a doctor?
I'm just trying to be nice. And this person was like trying to put their arms out to protect the ball.
Stay away from the ball.
And it was like yelling at people.
It might have mud. We can't touch it.
Don't touch that. They got to play through.
Golf's a fun game, isn't it?
I wonder how I would have described that 15 years ago, much differently.
I do hate the fact that golf courses are disappearing certly around our area. Price of land and the price of maintaining a golf course, cost prohibitive. Andrew Siciliano calls the play-by-play on the Browns Radio Network. He's a buddy of ours, and he's joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.